Hello.
Good afternoon, am I speaking to Thomas?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, yes, I was calling from INS Law. I'm just calling in regards to the Scottish redress application we spoke about earlier.
Yes, I.
Is now a convenient time to talk?
Yes, should be, yeah.
Perfect. So just to let you know, calls are recorded for training and quality purposes. And for data protection, can you confirm your full name for me, please?
It's Thomas Alexander McAteer.
Thank you. And then also your date of birth.
14/11/81.
Thank you. Okay, I just need to add some details to your account. So if I do go quiet, I am just putting the details on the system. And can you confirm that your email is thomas.1981@mail.com? Thank you. And then what's your home address, please?
9 Burns Avenue.
Baines Avenue.
Yeah, BURNS.
Thank you. And what's your postcode?
That's India Victor 6, IV6, 7, T for Tango, Q for Quebec.
Perfect, thank you.
Number 9.
Okay, and in regards to just the layer of security on your account, would you like to set up a password?
Actually, we don't need, I don't think.
You don't think so, no?
No.
It's no problem. In regards to how we contact you, are you okay with email, phone call, and text message?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Okay, so in regards to the application, I do appreciate that discussing experiences can be difficult and upsetting. So please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or would prefer to continue another time, just let me know. Do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make us aware of at this stage?
No.
That's no problem. Okay, so the purpose of today's call is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme, explain your options, explain how INS Law operates, discuss funding and fees, and gather initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you. The Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us. You are entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor or instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme. They are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under the government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with the application, regardless of whether you are successful or not. INS Law does not operate under the statutory scheme and will not claim those government funded fees. If you decide to instruct us, you would be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. So at this stage, please can you confirm that you've not instructed any other solicitors to act for you in relation to your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme?
Yes.
Okay. Our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So this means if your application is unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you will also pay nothing. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on time spent and a success fee. However, total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16%. of your redress payment, so you never pay more than the agreed cap, which is 19.2%. So it is important that I make clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or that the level of the award the scheme may award. The Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I will explain in greater detail during this call. So if instructed, we can assist with whether you'll be eligible to apply to the redress scheme, gathering and reviewing evidence, preparing and submitting the application, corresponding with the Scottish Redress Scheme, advising you on any offer made, explaining the statutory waiver if an award is offered, and assistance with reconsideration or review process within the scheme. So if a redress offer is made, we do fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide whether to accept anything. This is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. You would never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. So if you do decide to proceed, you'll have a 14-day cancellation period after signing the agreement. You can cancel within that period for any reason without any charge. If you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So are you happy for the work to begin immediately while your cancellation rights still remain?
Yes.
Okay. So that we are able to formally act for you, we require proof of your identification for verification purposes. So therefore, we will need a copy of your photographic ID and proof of address dated within 3 months of today's date. So we require this information to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. And following our conversation, I'll send you an email in relation to what is and what is not acceptable forms of ID. So I'm just going to need to take some further details, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So, have you been known by any previous names?
No.
Okay, and can you provide me with your mother and father's name, if known?
Yes, Christine Ann McAteer. My father was the same as mine, Thomas McAteer.
Okay. And is that Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E?
Yes.
Thank you. And your father's was Thomas McAteer.
Yeah.
Okay, and also the GP surgery that you're currently registered to?
Strathleen Surgery. It's in Muir Board.
And if known, your address prior to care?
Same address as now.
Okay. Okay. So, have you been diagnosed with any terminal illness?
No.
Okay. And would you like to add a beneficiary to your application? Hello?
Yeah, I said no.
Oh, sorry. I think the line was up there. Okay. So I'm just going through each section now. So what we'll need to do now is we do need to enter the curse sentence that you were placed in. So, do you know the name of the curse sentence?
Yes, it's Ferentosh.
Ferentosh.
Yes. That's in Conan Bridge.
Okay. And do you know the year that you were placed here?
I think it would have been
2001. What was that, sorry?
I'm just trying to work it out of my head right now.
Okay.
About 94 or 95.
Okay. And how long were you there for?
I was there for only a few weeks, but sorry,
a few weeks.
Yeah,
so I'll just pop that down just as a rough guess. And were you in any other care setting?
Yeah, then I went back to school after that, and I ended up going to a school, just for school purposes. Rodri Care Home, that was for over a year. God, sorry, noise in the back.
And how would you spell that?
Raddery.
Thank you. And was that Raddery School?
Yes.
Okay. And what year did you say that was, sorry?
I think that was probably a year, maybe about a year after. So probably 95 to 96, I think. I'm 100% on that.
No, that's okay. And what area was this school in?
It was in the Black Isle, up just north of Inverness.
Okay.
I don't know what it's under, Rosemarkie or Fort Rose.
Okay. And was there any more placements?
No.
Just the two of them?
Yes.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you. So, have you received any relevant payments, such as criminal injuries compensation, in regards to the abuse?
No.
And do you have any criminal convictions, or have you been sentenced to imprisonment of 5 years or more?
No. I've got some criminal convictions.
Have there been convictions for either rape or murder?
No.
Okay. So what we'll need to do now is I'll just need to take a brief statement of the experience that you had when you were in each of the settings. So we'll start with Fed and Tosh, if that's okay with yourself. Okay, so in your own words, just tell me an overview of what happened in this care setting.
Well, I was told I was going to Ferentosh, obviously, you know, from the children's panel, and a bit worried about this. I mean, my parents took me in. I was rather concerned about I at Ferentosh, and they were showing me around the school, and there was a boy called Neil Reed. Gosh, he started smashing windows in the classroom and all that when I was getting shown round. He just went off the head, you know. There was another guy, Mark Connors, another one. He was there. He's a bit older than me. But so I spent the first couple of nights there, and I mean, waking up, they were wanting me to come out with them, you know, come on out, smoking and things like this, you know. So they jumped out the bedroom window, and basically they took me to come outside and give me a hiding, you know. They the two of them gave me a hiding. But I was told not to say anything, but after that I started wet in the bed. I was quite embarrassed by that, you know.
Of course.
Nervous. I think just quite a few times got beatings and intimidated by these guys. It was
Yeah. And how did the staff treat you in this place?
Some of the staff were nice, but the other ones would just sort of laugh it off,
Yeah.
toughen it up, you know. It's, I mean, he did sort of, Rodri was the other one. I mean, Rodri, I was getting bullied by a guy, Ronnie Russell, which is a year older than me. If you acted out in any way, the staff would pin you to the floor, you know, restrain you, you know, and it was quite bloody sore, you know. Just ongoing sort of terror from these guys, and the weird thing was, years later after I left Parentosh, I ended up working with Mark Connors again, like later in life.
Really?
Yeah, and he assaulted me at work as well. Somebody fractured my jaw or something like that. But I mean, we were flying home from Bristol. We started over the lines, and the plane took altitude. God, my head was throbbing, and the pain, I mean, it was horrible, you know. But I had to leave that job because obviously I couldn't work alongside him.
And this was later on after this as well. Okay, I'm just got typing this all up for you. Okay, so now we'll talk about Radary. So just give me a little overview of what happened here.
Started going out of school. My first day, and I remember, I mean, there was people staying there residential, and I was just getting a taxi there and a taxi home. God, I remember my first day there. There was two young guys from a couple of villages along from where I stay, up on the roof throwing slates off, and all the staff shouting and bawling, trying to get them down. And I remember thinking, my God, like, this is crazy. Like, you know, this is, I remember thinking it was like the Berlin riots, you know. And So anyway, started going to school there, and everything was okay, I suppose, until Bonnie Russell's arrived in school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, he was a bit on our side, you know, just in general.
Yeah.
Quite a lot. Like, I smoked, obviously, the other days, I was smoking a Veritosh, and, you know, if I was out having a cigarette and fly, he'd come over and take my cigarettes off me, and
yeah,
I'd take my money off me, just a typical bullying, you know, and put me against the wall and things like this, but obviously you can't say a word, because you'll get called up pussy and a wimp, you know?
Yeah.
Horrendous, you know, and I couldn't really say much about it, you know?
Yeah. So you couldn't tell the staff members about her?
Yeah.
So, in terms of the application, obviously, they'll look at different types of abuse. There's neglect, physical, emotional, and sexual. Was there any types of abuse that you, other than what you've described, did anything else happen that you can remember?
I mean, one night, wet in the bed, and maybe the girl that was there, but I mean, wet in the bed, and I'm sitting in bed and tossed, they were sort of going in my room and come on out, you know, and they'd entice me out, you know, and then obviously.
Yeah.
It's like, but I mind them.
Yeah.
Plus, you're putting the hand under the blanket to feel, you know, and laughing, ah, you went to bed and things like this, you know, and it was just mortifying, you know, just.
Yeah.
Sick to me, but yeah, apart from that, no sexual abuse or anything.
Yeah.
Just mental, sort of physical, you know.
Mental, really, yeah. Okay, I'm just going to pop these statements in for you. So if I do go quiet, that's why. And did you say the staff restrained you in Ferentosh?
Yes, a couple of times I've been restrained, you know.
Yeah.
That's also what happened.
Okay, so is there anything else that you'd like to add to each of these statements, or is that all?
Well,
it's no problem if you don't want to.
I was on the taxi driver's tried to get into a house one day, but I don't know if we should mention that. Nothing really to do with the care home, I suppose. But
yeah.
No, I better not. No,
no, that's okay. So there are two types of applications that can be pursued under the redress scheme. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000. This is a fixed amount awards regardless of the severity of the abuse you've suffered. The individually assessed payment of up to £100,000 is the second one. So this is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse that you've suffered. Based on what you've told me that you've suffered from today, I'm going to put you forward for the individually assessed payment. You don't need to you're not required to attend any meeting with the Scottish Redress Scheme in person. We do provide a detailed witness statement on your behalf to the scheme to tell your story. So, based on what we've completed today, the next step would be for me to send you a few documents by email and text for you to sign and return back to us. So it would be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, a letter of authority, and request for proof of address and proof of ID, and also the redress application forms. So the letter of authority allows us to act on your behalf. And then obviously I'll send you what's acceptable for proof of address and proof of identity. So I'm just going to send these over to you.
Get them by email just now.
Yeah, so you're under no pressure or obligation to proceed with the application. It is pretty quick when you've received them. You just digitally sign them.
Yes, okay.
I'm just going through the application now to just check it's all correct. Okay, sent that over to you now. It should come through in about a minute or two. I can stay on the phone and guide you through how to do it, or just talk you through how to sign, or you can take it away in your own time and look over it. To you.
Yeah, give me one moment. Let me see. Does it take long? Because I'm actually at work.
No, it just takes a few minutes.
INS law. Let me see now. Here we go. I'll open this. My phone doesn't work, but it's funny. My phone will not work with this link.
Is it not allowing you to click on the link?
Yeah, it won't open yet.
Is it a smartphone?
Yes.
Give me 2 seconds. So I have just had a little look. It could potentially be that the phone isn't compatible with doing the digital signatures. If you just go onto your emails and try and click on it that way.
Yeah, that's how we've done it. And I mean, it's saying like, please click on the link to below, below to e-sign your documents, and it won't open the link. It's up and away. Nothing's happening.
Yeah. So the only thing I can think of is if you forward it on to someone else who's got a
Right, I think.
newer phone maybe, or we can take a email down to send it to someone else just to see if you can access it that way.
Right, I could forward it on to my brother-in-law, but I'll need to do it once I get home from work.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Obviously if once you're off the phone, give it another try, see if that maybe works.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it's all sent to, so once you get them back to us, we can process the application, send it to the address. So is there anything else I can help you with today?
No. Am I, could I call you back on this number if I needed to?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Right, okay, I'll save the number. That's brilliant. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
All okay, thank you for your time today. Take care now.
Just thank you. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye, bye-bye.